Good morning, Gentry Adventurers. It is time for another One Piece episode review. Remember, if you would like to watch One Piece, you may go to Crunchyroll and watch it for free unless you sign up for premium. And you also may watch it on Hulu if you have a subscription. Episode 2 left us hanging where we saw Luffy jump in front of Zoro and absorb all those bullets. And then, of course, he told us that he's going to be King of the Pirates. Let's see what happens next. So episode 3 opens up with the scene that we were left with from episode 2, which is fantastic because it reminds you where you were and brings you right back into the adventure. I love the looks of shock on their faces. I really just love it. It's just so great. Morgan versus Luffy. Who's the mysterious pretty girl? And of course, Zoro's underestimating Luffy. Completely out of your rubber mind. Luffy's offering Zoro his sword back, but saying, just know if you fight with me now, you'll be wanted by the government. Yes, you're finally going to join my crew. They're realizing that Luffy's different from other people, and he must have eaten one of those devil fruits they've heard rumor of, and so now they're explaining what a devil fruit is. Luffy can block bullets, but he cannot untie rope. Zoro yells at him, give me one of my swords. Yes! Zoro's free. He has his three swords. Oh, this is about to get real, y'all. Three sword style. Today, I officially become a criminal by fighting the Marines, so I will become a pirate. He tells Luffy his dream is to be the best swordsman ever, and of course, Luffy's like, for the king of the pirates, nothing than the best is the best. I love that kick. That kick is so great. One kick takes them all out. We don't stand a chance against them. Just look at them. They're insane. I love how Captain Morgan introduces himself and says Luffy has no right to challenge his authority. And Luffy's just like, yeah, well, I'm Luffy. Okay. All the Marines' jaws are to the ground watching Luffy beat Captain Morgan. It's great. It's just great. Okay, Helmeppo, yeah. Put a gun to Kobe's head and threaten Luffy. I mean, Kobe's looking real scared, but come on now, Luffy's totally got this. You hear that, you big idiot? Kobe's ready to die by your hand. Okay. That was such a fantastic punch. It was just so great. Luffy's punching Helmeppo at the same time that Zoro takes down Captain Morgan. Oh my gosh, it's just so great. Teamwork makes the dream work. Anyone else want to fight us? No? You're all going to throw your swords in the air? Okay. You surrender. They are happy that their captain was beat. Are you kidding me? Zoro falls over because he's just hungry, which Luffy can totally relate to. And now we see Nami doing her thing, stealing things, looking for valuables. How could you have a bigger appetite than a guy who hasn't eaten in weeks? Dude, Luffy can eat more food than like 50 people. How many other members do you have on your crew? Just me? What? Where's your ship? What? That tiny little boat? Are you serious? Where are you headed? We're headed straight to the Grand Line. Are you serious? With only 2 crew members. Kobe's so cute. What do you care? You're not going with us. Well, I still worry. This is so cute. So cute. Zoro, you're being a dream killer here. Yes, he just spent 2 years as a cabin boy on a pirate ship, but he can still become a Marine. This is hysterical. The Marines walk in. We hear that you are pirates. Is this true? Luffy. Yeah. And I just added someone to my crew, so now it's official. Oh my gosh. Okay. That's sweet, though. The Marines are very appreciative of what they did, so they're like, now that we know you're pirates, we can't have you stay here in town. We need you to leave, but we won't report you out of respect for the kindness that you did for us. And now they confront Kobe. Aw, they ask Kobe if he's part of their pirate crew. And Kobe's just standing there and he doesn't know what to say. So they turn to Luffy and they ask Luffy if Kobe's part of their pirate crew. And Luffy's like, well, what I can tell you is this. And like, Kobe's freaking out because he's like, oh no, Luffy's gonna rat me out. He tells the Marines that Kobe was Captain Alvida's cabin boy. And Kobe ends up punching him, and Luffy punches him back. which proves to the Marines that they're not together. I love how Luffy made that so that the Marines would look at Kobe in a good light. So Kobe begs to be part of the Marines. It's so cute. And that's the end of this episode.